Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you again.
Ian, good to see you too. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you left us with a varsity challenge last week.
I did. I said start with the title of the 1999 movie Varsity Blues. Change one letter to an A, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, 6-4-2, that a member of a sports team might text to a friend after losing to a hated opponent. What is the phrase?
Well, what is the phrase?
Well, if you change the Y to an A, you can spell rivals beat us. All right, Ian. June 27th, 1888 is the birthday of actress and director Antoinette Perry. Perry co-founded the American Theater Wing, which in 1947 began handing out the Antoinette Perry Awards for Excellence in Theater, which we of course know as the Tony Awards. In honor of Ms. Perry, this week I've brought questions about other awards named for people.
Okay.
The Faraday Medal, the Isaac Newton Medal, the Kelvin Prize, and one of the six Nobel Prizes recognize and honor achievements in what branch of science?
I'll guess physics.
You will guess correctly then. And the 2013 Nobel was given for, quote, the theoretical discovery of a mechanism that contributes to our understanding of the origin of mass of subatomic particles. Won by Ken Burns in 1991 and by Doris Kearns Goodwin in 2006, the Lincoln Prize is given for the best nonfiction historical work about Lincoln or what historical event?
The Civil War.
Civil War is correct. In fact, Burns won the 1991 prize for his documentary, The Civil War, and Doris Kearns Goodwin won it for her book, Team of Rivals. The Newbery Award, named for publisher John Newbery, and the Caldecott Medal, named for illustrator Randolph Caldecott, are annual honors given in what specific field of literature?
Children's lit.
Kiddy lit, yes. Children's literature is correct. And the UK equivalent of the Newbery Medal is also named for somebody. It's called the Carnegie Medal. Considered the first great American athlete in his sport, Hobey Baker is honored with an award given by the NCAA to the best collegiate player in what sport? It was won by somebody from Boston College this year, I believe.
Hockey.
Hockey is correct. And Hobey Baker is the only athlete in both the Hockey Hall of Fame and the College Football Hall of Fame, because he was a big college football player, too. And finally, originating in 1985 and formalized with the creation of a website in 1993 and the publication of a series of books starting in 2000, what tongue-in-cheek honors are given to, quote, people who ensure the long-term survival of the human race by removing themselves from the gene pool in a sublimely idiotic fashion?
Those are the Any Questions Awards.
That's right, the Any Questions Memorial Prize.
That's the Darwin's.
It is the Darwin Awards. Very good. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the words trophy and award. Change one letter to a T, not the one that's already there, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, 515, for what you might do if you win an award. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, The Washington Post, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
We will see you then.